three-peat?
Well, it got really good yesterday when Bryce arrived. So, look, the guys are working hard. So we got our first hit out this weekend just to find out where we are. But the spirits are high, and there's a lot of determination on the guys on the faces out there working. So it's been good so far.
Now that you've got a three-peat, what does it feel like now that you've done that and you're going for this new goal? And how does it compare to this time last year when you were just trying to go back to back?
Yeah, no, it was. Look, it's a different team. Like last year, we had a lot of players leave, and I guess this year we have too. So it's a new group. You know, we have Bryce for the whole season, which is great. And we've got to add some new elements to it. So, you know, the exciting part is there's a lot of growth still to be had, and you know we really can't wait to bring out our full potential.
Where are you at with replacing Condon?
Yeah, look, that's it's a little bit of a strange time right now because most teams are signed in Europe, most players are signed in Europe, and then other guys are waiting for the NBA to start with their training camp. So it's probably not flush with players, so to speak. And we want to find the right guy, not just the first available. It's the same, you know, we're very big on getting the right piece of the puzzle for our year, and we'll continue to search until we find, but all options are on the table at the moment.
So realistically, with all those other things in the way, when do you reckon, how long do you reckon you have to wait to make sure you've made the right decision to sign?
Yeah, well, that's, look, we're not going to rush it. Obviously, we've got 5 weeks before our first game. We want them, first and foremost, to play the season, but we, in an ideal world, we get them on a plane tomorrow. But look, we'll still search and make sure that we're going to make the right decision to complement what we already have on the team.
What are you looking for, Trevor? Is it a straight replacement?
Yeah, look, Devondrick was brought different, unique skills, and I got no question he could be a great player in our league. And look, he could shoot, defend, and really stretch our defense. So to get that kind of a player at this time of the year is a bit hard, because they're already signed somewhere or going to NBA training camp. But look, we'll look and search for the best piece of our puzzle, and hopefully we can do that sooner and later.
Is Clint's style someone that would step in until he's available?
Yeah, look, we're looking at Clint for the next couple of weeks. He's here and he'll play with us this weekend and at the Blitz, and we're certainly looking for Clint as an option.
How long will he play for this weekend, or will he play?
Yeah, we just have to get some medical clearance and all good to go. And, you know, it's really good. Last time I seen Bryce was at Summer League, and he was excited to sign then when we sat down and signed the piece of paper. And he just yesterday when he arrived, the excitement is infectious, and we really can't wait to get him on the court.
It's a long walk. How you feel about your foot up?
Say that again?
How have you pulled up from the trip?
Oh, I'm doing all right. It was a long flight yesterday, but I'm doing fine, and I'm kind of used to getting accustomed to the time difference, so it's not as bad as my first time last year.
How many minutes are you expecting to play this weekend?
I have no idea. Whatever happens, I'm ready for it, whatever comes my way.
Bryce, why are you so excited?
I mean, I love the team, the coaches, everybody, the whole organization. They welcomed me with open arms when I came here last year, and just their warmth made it feel like I was there the whole season, and that goes a long way with me. So to be here at the beginning of the season and go through the whole thing this time, I'm definitely looking forward to that ride.
And how did you feel when you found out that Casey was
available? That's always a tough spot. Casey, that was my guy. I knew him a little bit as well before I came out here. But, you know, we still remain friends and we still talk as well throughout the off season. So it's nothing but love between me and him. But it's definitely a bitter little spot right there. But I wish him nothing but the best.
And Jared Cook, you know,
you
as well.
I just met him right now about 5 minutes ago. But from what I hear, he's a hell of a player, and I'm looking forward to playing with him as well.
Ross, why Perth? What did you enjoy?
Everything I just told him right now, just welcoming me with open arms and making it such an easy transition for me, and it felt like a home away from home, and that isn't something I've really felt in any other place professionally, so that goes a long way with me, like I said.
Casey, you've gone along very well. sure once you get on the court, you'll be going toe to toe. Are you looking forward to taking him on when you guys play?
I definitely, you know, it's always fun. Like I said, this isn't the first time me and him have competed against each other. But, you know, he's competitive just like me. We're alike in so many ways mentally. So it'll be fun. You know, it'll definitely be a lot of fun.
Do you set any expectation for yourself now coming in for the whole season? You were here for half a season last year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously had such a huge impact. Do you look to increase that output across the 28-man
No, like I said last year, you know, you just go out there, you be yourself. If you put any pressure on yourself, it makes things worse. So I just go out there, play my game, and give it all I got to help the team, and whatever happens, happens.
You signed a while back. What you just dropped now? What have you been doing in between the two? Is there a reason for the delay coming out? Is it personal, or are you playing somewhere? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I had some things I had to tend to, family related, but I've definitely been staying on top of working out and keeping my condition up to par, so that way it wouldn't be a big transition once I came out here. So I'm definitely ready to go.
Trevor, does the team change, or the game style change at all now that you're Bryce for a whole year as opposed to Casey? Different players, so do you have to tweak things a little bit? Is that an exciting prospect going into a new season?
Yeah, without a question. That's we had to do that last year as well because we were smaller. You know, having the luxury of having Damo out there with Bryce, and just to see the combination on the court and how they work together was, you know, that was a beautiful thing to see down the finals path last year, and hopefully we can build on that and add some more pieces. But yeah, we'll certainly tinker with a little bit to make sure we're playing to each other's strengths, and you know, that is an exciting period.
Because Bryce probably knows where to shoot in case he does an outside, so is that why you're looking for another shooter as well, so you can really compound that?
Well, I'd tell you that, but it's secret. No, look, we've the beauty of having the leaders that we have on the team, and I'm talking about Damo, Greg, Maddie Knight, and Jesse, is they can adapt to the strength out there on the team. And last year was a prime example of that. They don't have egos to say, what about my part? They're quite happy to sacrifice their game to fit in someone else's strength. And we did that with Bryce last year. And the new players that we bring in this year, they'll do the same again because that's their character and that's the culture that they've built over the period of time. And when you have a group like that and taking their roles and willing to sacrifice that for the betterment of the team, it just goes right through the team. So that's an exciting part to grow again and really looking forward to it.
Excellent to see what this looks like in an actual game out there. It's good, everyone's here, you get to finally play.
Almost. Almost full squad. But look, yeah, we get our first hit out this weekend. The guys have been bashing each other up, you know, for the last 4 weeks, so it's good to play against someone else and see actually where we are. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we get off to the season in a great start, and these games are priceless for us.
Looking at all the other rosters, is the league the strongest you think it's been in a long time, or how would you rate it to other years?
Yeah, look, it seems like it gets stronger and stronger every year. You know, it's especially with the capital cities of Melbourne and Sydney really getting stronger and building their roster again. They didn't make the playoffs last year, and then you got the four teams that made the playoffs. And look, it's so even, the competition, and we probably don't have as much talent as other teams, but we certainly play together better, and hopefully we'll do that again this year.
What are your reactions?
Well, to tell you the truth, I really haven't thought about it. So I'll think about it in the week before we play, but all now just our focus of getting us ready. And you can't react to what other people do. That's there. I can't control that. What we can control is making sure we play a great basketball brand and be unselfish and have each other's back. And when we do that, that's Wildcats basketball, and we know that's successful.
We saw what Bryce did in the game three of the grand final. Already people talking about one of the great Wildcats. Do you see him as someone that can really push for, at the end of the season, being one of the best Wildcats?
Yeah, look, he's certainly talented. What the best thing about Bryce is, you know, I think we got out to a 12-point lead against in game three of the grand final. Bryce hadn't shot a point. So he was quite happy to sit back and do team things. It wasn't all about him. And then the opportunity presented itself to get going, and the guys found him. And that, when you're in that environment, when the team's looking out for each other, you know, it can't not be successful. And hopefully
we give Bryce an opportunity to continue to grow and grow as a team. If we do that, we'll have a successful year.
Is the NBA still in your sights, Bryce, or is it more about just being happy playing basketball right now?
Right now, I'm focused on doing everything I can to help Perth and win every game that we possibly can, and that's what's in our control right now. So, like Trev said, focus on what you can and what's in your control. The things that aren't, don't worry about it.
Thanks,